Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, James C. Hankla, President, Board of Harbor Commissioners.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. Now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight, Jim Hankla, who is the president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. And Jim, welcome to our show.
Good to be here, Art.
Jim's had a distinguished career, as many of our regular viewers know. He was a city manager for the city of Long Beach for 12 years. He also served as chief executive officer for the Alameda Carter Transportation Authority for 4 years, and was appointed to the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2003, and now serves as its president. I also just learned he's an alum of Long Beach State, where I've taught for 32 years, so we're particularly delighted that you're here, Jim. Let's talk about the major initiative of the harbor, which is their Green Port Policy, and of course the Clean Air Action Plan.
Art, I will tell you, it is probably a watershed in terms of how ports around the world do business. And I would predict that most ports in the United States will be adopting similar plans within the next decade. And I think probably shortly thereafter, many ports around the world. Because I think it's become relatively common understanding that the operations of ports and port-related industries are very polluting in terms of the environment. And that pollution causes health problems in the population that's most affected. So as a consequence of that, the Port of Long Beach adopted its green port policies back in 2005. That was followed closely by the adoption by both the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach of the Clean Air Action Plan. These two plans really are bookends for an incredibly far-reaching environmental policy that represents a turnaround in terms of how ports do business.
Well, the ports are to be congratulated for a monumental shift in direction, and I compare it to turning an aircraft carrier around, which, as some of you may know, takes 2.5 miles to turn an aircraft carrier around. For many, many years, the port's business was business. We move goods, that's it. And they were pretty much deaf ears to environmental concerns. But this began to change some years ago and now has really accelerated in the two plans you mentioned.
Yes, the Green Port Policy really deals with internal issues to the Port of Long Beach. And it has to do with our green leases, our green flag program for ships slowing down, our cold ironing that we are implementing in concert with our green lease program.
Cold ironing means that the ships use electricity instead of burning diesel, which is dirty while they're idling in port.
Exactly. And our voluntary compliance now is up to a relatively high, I think, 87%. We're striking, naturally, for 100%. But and we're also probably, as part of our program, going to be moving that the 20-mile line out to 40 miles. So that and that's basically the green port policy. The green flag program, cold ironing, changing out all the yard equipment to low-sulfur diesel equipment, cranes included, electrifying everything.
And that's local to the Port of Long Beach. Right. And as you pointed out, the Clean Air Action Plan is joint with the L.A. port. And I understand that the goal there is that in 5 years, the pollution levels are below those of 2001. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what types of steps will be taken to reach that goal?
Well, I think probably the centerpiece of the Clean Air Action Plan is the truck replacement and retrofit program. And that program will require that 5 years hence, all of the trucks serving the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles are non-polluting. Hopefully, we will have been able to make some strides in getting electrification of some trucks by that time, but certainly they're not going to be dirty burning diesel trucks.
One of the major sources of pollution in the port has been old diesel trucks that are often owned by the drivers that don't have the money to invest in a new clean burning diesel, which is the technology now permits, and this would get those old trucks off the road and out of your port.
And perhaps some of them will be LNG trucks, some of them perhaps will be electrified trucks, but the point being, they will not be any longer, within 5 years, any of these dirty old diesels.
And where does the money come to replace all these trucks?
Well, the money's going to come from several sources. It's going to come from the two ports. It's also going to come from industry itself, because there is going to be a charge levied on dirty trucks that call in the ports. They'll be phased out over 5 years, but if you're burning a dirty truck...
Really?
If you're burning a dirty truck and you call on the Port of Long Beach or Los Angeles, you will be charged a fee.
That's kind of like the Pier Pass policy.
Exactly.
Which
it's going to
incensed,
work very much like Pier Pass.
And then the market
That's
addresses
right.
the problem.
The market will address the problem.
Well, related to that, of course, is the container fee. Alan Lowenthal's 974 container fee bill that would put a $30 per container tax, or excuse me, fee on containers coming into both Oakland and Long Beach, L.A. The port has no position on that.
Well, we haven't taken a position yet, but let me just say that Alan's bill is hugely improved over the version that was vetoed by the governor. First, it includes the Port of Oakland, which was critical, and basically it also removes security from one of the applications of funding.
So the money would go to infrastructure improvement and clean up the environment.
Right. Now, I still think that there's a little bit of room for improvement on Alan's bill, but I applaud it. I think it's important. The ports are pushing their own container fee, and it may be enacted before Alan's bill even gets to the governor's desk, as I'm sure it will. And that fee will be collected locally, and the money will remain local instead of traveling to Sacramento and hoping we get back cents on the dollar.
Are you coordinating this with Oakland as far as the port fee, if it was a private initiative?
We are not, except that Oakland has recently contacted us and are very interested in a truck program like we're proposing.
But you wouldn't want to be in the position of having a fee on Long Beach, L.A., and no fee in Oakland.
Well, Alan's bill provides for a fee in Oakland.
Right, but the private initiative that you're talking about...
Really, we think Oakland will come
follow.
Along.
Okay. And your preference might be for the private. And, of course, Alan has often backed off. He views legislation as prodding industry, and then if industry picks it up, he's happy to back off.
That's what he did with the Pier Pass program.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll do that with this bill, but I think Alan's bill is very useful. I think it's much improved, and I applaud his effort.
And bottom line, you believe that in 5 years we will be below the 2001 pollution levels.
That is our goal.
That is your
goal. And it has metrics. The Clean Air Action Plan has metrics. Our Greenport policy has metrics. This is all very, very measurable and on a year-to-year basis. And our goal is to reduce the emissions per ton of cargo handled.
Very good. We'll be continuing our conversation after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
Original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Continuing this fascinating discussion with Jim Hankler, President of the Board of Harbor Commissioners, before we turn to the economic impact of the port, the very dramatic and positive economic impact of the port, let me just ask Jim a question about the no net increase legislation that was introduced last year by Senator Lowenthal. It died in the House. He, at that time, called it the most important piece of legislation he ever introduced. He has not chosen to introduce it again this term. What's your view of that legislation?
Well, I believe that Senator Lowenthal perhaps took a look at the fact that the Clean Air Action Plan and the Green Port Policy combined will result in a net decrease, and that is our goal. I mean, no net increase is fine, but it's much better to have a net decrease. And that's our goal, that we will have a net decrease below the 2001 standards at the end of 5 years.
And you personally have a reasonable degree of confidence that that goal will be met?
If we can clean up 16,000 trucks in 5 years, we can meet that goal.
There you go. Well, certainly to the credit of Alan Lowenthal, who, just for the record, has been a longtime friend of mine and colleague at the university, he was a voice in the wilderness when he was a councilman arguing about those open coal pits. I mean, he was all the way to the left in the political spectrum. And that, of course, has been accomplished. And his view is kind of a mainstream view now. And you mentioned earlier that other ports throughout the world are getting on board of this philosophy. And that struck me as interesting because in many countries, the environmental concerns are not nearly what they are here. How do you get a country that is otherwise having polluting industry to have the ports an exception to what they otherwise are doing?
Well, you know, Art, the internet is an amazing thing. And news travels fast. And there are in all countries environmental movements. And there are in all countries concerns over health issues. And I think those in those countries, they will watch us very closely. We will be successful, and it will be very hard for them not to follow suit.
And actually, the thought just occurred to me, maybe the ports will be the leading edge of environmental upgrades to those countries that lag behind.
We already are.
Really?
Yes. We've served notice on many of our customers that they have to be able to and willing to embrace green leases, which means they have to bring ships that are able to be cold ironed.
Oh, yeah. If they're green here, they have to be green there.
I mean, so I think that they are getting the message.
And when you think about it, it's actually appropriate because what better entity to link the world than trade?
That's right.
And so it spreads through trade. Very interesting.
And we already have 2 green leases signed.
Really?
And we'll have a 3rd one before the end of the year.
Well, we don't have to go into too much detail, but for the record, the port is a major economic engine in this community. Just speak to that.
No, I think the ports, the combined ports, are the financial underpinning of Southern California. And based upon the recent trade impact analysis, which was sponsored and undertaken by the Alameda Corridor Transportation Authority and the 2 ports, we are a major economic engine for the nation. When we had the lockout several years ago, the nation suffered to the tune of $1.5 billion a day. If these 2 ports were closed, we would lose about 3.3 million jobs nationally and some 886,000 jobs in California and 30,000 jobs in Long Beach alone. So the financial impact and economic impact of these 2 ports is tremendous.
We should just state for the record that the L.A. Long Beach ports combined are the 5th largest ports in the world. And the majority of goods coming into the United States comes through your ports.
Over 40%.
So it's huge. And so we need to balance economic advantages with environmental concerns. And like with everything, it's a balancing act. But the ports are committed, as we just heard, to not only no net increase, but a net decrease.
Art, if we weren't the 5th largest port in the world, and if we weren't the largest port in the United States, the next 10 ports don't do as many containers as these 2 ports do combined.
Really?
We couldn't impose these new environmental standards in terms of goods movement. We have the market share and have the clout to actually make this happen.
What about the arguments, well, if we put on fees and oil, they'll go to Mexico? But they don't have the infrastructure down there to bring all this stuff up.
They don't have the infrastructure and won't have it for a number of years. And when they do have it, it will probably maybe be able to handle our annual growth. But it isn't going to take major market share away from us. By that time, all of these environmental improvements will have been accomplished, and I think the entire status of maritime and goods movement industry will have been elevated in terms of concern, and this will no longer be an issue. It will be the way business is done.
And just for the record, the environmental advantages of the port include not only the obvious transportation and trade physical movement, but also things like attorneys and commissionaires and all of the paperwork that's involved in trade and the jobs that are created in that manner.
You have to remember, Art, and most people overlook this, that 50% of the cargo that comes in through these 2 ports is consumed in Southern California.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to ship this cargo to Seattle or Oakland or Mexico,
sure.
Vancouver.
Okay. We'll be continuing with the rest of our conversation with Jim Hankla after these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank, We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Continuing this fascinating discussion with Jim Hankler, let's turn to security. Everyone agrees that the ports are a national security asset. They are a prime terrorist target. As the old saying goes, one dirty bomb can ruin your whole day. And Jim, only 5% of the containers are actually inspected. Isn't there a great hole in our security situation?
Yes, there is, Art. And really, it's small consolation to realize that it's gotten so much better since 9/11. And it needs to get better still. There is a profiling that takes place on containers bound for this country, which takes place predominantly in their port of embarkation in foreign shores, and that's conducted by our own customs officers. Anything out of the ordinary would cause the container to be inspected before it was loaded on the ship. When the containers get here, they either exit the port either by truck or loaded onto directly onto rail, and the ones that leave by truck are passed through radiation portal monitors.
All of them.
And if they ring a bell, and a lot of stuff rings bells, bananas, ceramics, stuff like that, they get inspected. And there's a customs officer that inspects it. I think it's important to remember that we are preempted in security by the federal government. The federal government is in charge of this nation's borders. Now, they've done a woefully inadequate job all around, but they've done a particularly inadequate job in terms of funding the necessary security measures of the port. All the cities with ports have had to step up and go beyond what cities with ports ordinarily would have to do in terms of their own security measures.
It's really outrageous that federal Homeland Security money is being apportioned not according to risk, but because of political influence.
Absolutely.
I find that outrageous.
Absolutely. The two ports combined produce well over $5.5 billion annual in customs revenues. We get pittance back.
Your senator, write your congressman.
Absolutely. So there are a number of things which are in the offing. One is the transit worker identification card, which should be up later in the summer, which will require all people that enter the port to have one of these cards, which will verify their identification. We believe that it will have a measurably positive impact in terms of port security.
I also understand that the cranes will be having radiation monitors shortly.
The newest technology is that the cranes that lift the boxes off the boats will also have a radiation scanner in them. That's not here yet.
So a hot container is unlikely to get off the port, but the danger still is that it might get unloaded somewhere else and come into the port.
Well, don't forget that these radiation monitors can also be on the port of embarkation.
But they're not currently.
They're not currently. Yeah. But that would be the goal, that they would be at the port of embarkation.
So, and I know there's more police presence and frogmen and Coast Guard and all kinds of stuff. And LNG is dead now for the port of Long Beach, right?
It is, as far as I'm concerned.
Glad to hear it. I don't know where that idea started, but I'm sure glad it's gone away. Other security challenges, Jim, you know, it's not just the port, it's gas pipelines, oil pipelines, there's so many targets.
There are, and I guess we can take some consolation in the fact that there's such a tremendous number of targets, but we haven't been hit. And
God willing, we're
doing something right. That's not to say that it's going to continue, but I assure you that the port is doing everything that it can do.
Jim, you've had a very distinguished career, a lot of challenges. Where does this rate in the grand scheme of the many things you've done?
Changing the way the goods movement industry addresses its responsibilities in terms of the environment is at the top of the list, Art.
Well, we're going to have a final segment in a moment, but it's been a fascinating discussion. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
The port is, as Jim said, a major economic entity in our community and in the nation. And changing the direction of a major entity such as the port, as I said earlier, is like turning an aircraft carrier around. But they are doing it. And there's a commitment to it. I've known Jim for over 20 years, and I have no doubt of his personal commitment to the goals that he articulated on this show. And Alan Lowenthal, who was a voice in the wilderness many years ago, pointing out that we're getting 1,200 premature deaths a year because of air quality, a lot of it coming from the port, has been a leader in this effort. And they are both joining together with the mayor, to improve things. And Jim, really congratulations on this new policy and on your commitment and those of the other commissioners and the port to really making a difference.
Thank you, Art. We're proud to do it.
And we're going to keep this videotape. It'll be archived on our website. In 5 years from now, I hope we have you back and you can say, Art, I said it and we've done it.
Oh, I'd love to do that, Art.
Okay. And thank you for joining us for this very special show. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.